Okay, folks, just as you're settling, and before Alistair begins, notice that there's a pattern within which we already operate in our culture, that we have familiar ways of putting PowerPoints at the front, audiences out there, and Diana's experimented with a shift of pattern, literally by using semicircles and small clusters. But imagine that there's a pattern of meeting and speaking which is unconscious. I think that most of you speaking around are already pretty experienced in conversation in your community, so you know that there's a pattern which rules. So as we begin to articulate our collaborative pattern, where there's probably some design principles which will begin to emerge, which are the new pattern that we want to work with. Somehow we will find a way of working with a process that melds us in that new pattern, and somewhere a structure emerges. So if you're listening reflectively for what we've been hearing today, you might have heard elements of a new pattern, elements of process, and some aspects of structure. And in general, the process that we're in is invisible to us. So partly the secret to gaining capacity is to become more conscious of the process that we're accustomed to and just notice how you can shift it. It was interesting to sit with the Land and Water Forum and notice people who already were quite familiar. Some often use collaborative processes in irrigation projects at a local level or working with fish and game, forest and bird or whatever. Others were unaccustomed to those, and so there were some new patterns. There's something about practice that sits in the background, which I would love you just to be in the inquiry of today. That is, if what underpins all of this is us becoming more skilled at doing this, what does that look like? And how do we grow a community of practice or communities of practice? Steve Atwood said to me before that he's doing some work in the family sector, thinking about this. Other folks said to me in culture and heritage, they've been thinking about it, and others at afternoon tea. Let's just assume that every human being knows how to do this. So there's a level of mastery in articulating it that we've heard from these two today, but let's hold it that we can all do this. I'll offer that what we did as a group, probably Alistair and I together, is we paid really close attention to what we were seeing, and I like that you just invited a comment about altruism, and you notice he spoke of empathy and a deep sense of sensing where people were at. So a lot of the masterful leadership that I saw exhibited, not just by Alistair, Guy, Dean, the trustees, but people actually sensing quite deeply into, I think that's the way it's going. And that little piece that Colin James wrote came like a mountain pass when we popped over from one realm into another. After that point, there was both a sense of possibility, and some of the more skeptical or critical comments had dropped behind. So there's also another point when we were discussing one of the threshold issues, which Alistair alluded to, not by name but by type, which was a place where we had a divergent. There was another threshold there which could have gone called falling apart. So there are critical moments when, and you kind of don't see those critical moments coming, but when they're there, all your attention has got to be right there. And it was interesting, Simon Tucker from Dairy New Zealand, Dairy NZ, came and said to me at afternoon tea one day, he said, "This is weird, Glenn. What is going on? You must have seen or felt this before." And I said, "I don't know. It feels a bit like one of those murder thrillers when you hear the music going duh, 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 duh." And sure enough, shortly afterwards, we had what was an extraordinary point of agreement, whereas it might have sounded like a point of death. So I just acknowledge the subtlety, which probably all of us hold, because we've all either played with children or had children or looked after older people or are, you know. We're human beings. We know this stuff. We have to trust ourselves.